Paul asked me to tell you how I set up the Texas T aluminum FTR rifle. First, let me remind you that this is a 223 that weighs 18 pounds. It recoils very little. It has very little, if any, muzzle jump. So that's not a problem. I set the bipod up on my mat, and underneath my mat I have a half-inch piece of plywood that sets on. My mat is very thin, so there's not much sponge effect there. The rear of the gun sets on a sandbag that has Teflon on the bottom of it, so it slides very easily. It is sitting on a stack of shims. There's a multiple stack of there of shims from 1/16, 1/8, 3/16, and 1/4 inch. I can fan them out and dial in whichever height that I need. So I usually start out with about half of the shims underneath the gun. Then I go up to the front, and for the course adjustment, I adjust the eccentric half circle feet until I get the gun basically on the target, centered up somewhere in the black, and lock them down. You can adjust the one foot or the other foot to get the bubble level on top of the scope. Any fine-tuning can be done with the bipod, which is a vertical only adjustment stick as a dovetail. So you can just move the gun up and down with that bipod. It moves it completely across the black. There's enough movement to get across the black at 600 yards, easily most of the white. So there's a lot of movement up there in the vertical. Once that I'm set up that way, I'm getting prepared to shoot, I can push the gun with my thumb, the rear thumb on the sandbag back there, to get the windage the way I want it. Now, hold that. Then, the scope is offset to the side. The reason for that is I do not have to put my cheek against the gun and cause any extra pressure on the gun via my cheek. I just want to have no touch, no contact as I can. I do not touch it with my shoulder. I'll have maybe a half inch or so room distance between the stock and my shoulder. There also is not a pistol grip. I do not want to hold the gun with my right hand to cause any problems there. All I do with my right hand is pinch the trigger between my trigger finger and my thumb, and the thumb is on the black ball behind the stock, behind the trigger guard. So you're just basically just pinching. So all you do is basically hold the gun windage-wise in place with your thumb in the back sandbag and pinch the trigger whenever the wind conditions are right. I hope this helps you out on how I shoot the gun. Thank you.